I need you to climb in bed with me. I'm sleepy. Me here. That's it. You be the big spoon. Wrap those arms around me. I love to snuggle. I love the feel of your body pressed up against the back of mine. And your arm wrapped around me so tight. Feeling your hand move up and just play with my hair. It's so nice. Just makes me so sleepy. So, how was your day today? Good. I'm glad it was good. Yeah, I had a pretty good day too. I got a lot of stuff done. Just probably why I'm so tired. Really. I'm really liking this. We should come to bed earlier more often to snuggle. I agree. I know my feet are cold. Oh, but your legs are so warm. Just warms them right up. Here. I want to turn to face you. I've got to taste those lips. This way, I can look into those gorgeous eyes of yours. They are gorgeous. I love your eyes. It's so filled with love and amusement. What? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to snuggle you. If you'll let me. It's just so comfy. Having you right here. Our foreheads pressed together. Just staring into your eyes. I know. I kind of want to close my eyes too, but I kind of don't. I'm enjoying this too much. Being able to run my hands through your hair. You've got gorgeous hair, you know. It's so soft. I love your eyes. And my hands on your back. I can never get enough of kissing you. You make me so happy. You do. I care about you so much. Okay. It's true. I love you too. You. I'm not gonna say that. That's a cheesy line from Jerry Maguire. You don't complete me. You complement me. Together we are not perfect, but I think as close as two people can be. You get me in all the right ways, and I understand you. Yep, that's kind of the way about it, you know? You're my best friend. You are. That's the way it should be. I can tell you anything, and you can tell me anything. Not how cute my nose is when I wrinkle it. That's just silly. No, you're yawning. That was you, not me. No, I'm not doing sleepy cute voice. I'm just sleepy. You're so warm. Snuggly. I love you do make me very happy, you know that? No matter what you think. Even on the bad days, I appreciate you. I do. We go so well together. Like Mutt and Jeff. It's some cartoon my parents always talked about. I don't know. One guy's tall, one guy's short. Like the Odd Couple, I guess. I don't know. Like Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble. We go together. I'm not singing Grease, no. That's not how we go together. Go together like peanut butter and jelly. Or yeah, like spaghetti and meatballs. Bananas and pancakes. Will you make me banana pancakes tomorrow? Now I'm craving them. We should eat breakfast in bed. I think that would be fun, don't you? I know one of us has to get up and make it. We could both get up and make it and get back in bed. You make the pancakes, and I'll make the coffee. Of course, I took the easy job. You make pancakes better than I do anyway. Do. It's just so perfect. It's like a moment in time you want to freeze, you know? This nice little twilight before we sleep. Where we're snuggled up, close and comfy. Lovingly gazing into each other's eyes. Arms wrapped tightly around each other. Our bodies intertwined. My feet are nice and warm because of your legs. I love it like this. in the dark. No, you're wonderful. Okay, how about we're wonderful? Yeah, I know. I really should go to sleep. I don't wanna. You are really comfy. Tell you a bedtime story. Oh, you're gonna make me think. You always do that when I'm tired, make me think. Okay, let me see. Once upon a time. What? All bedtime stories start with once upon a time, don't they? Okay, not the go the fuck to sleep book, but. Well, it's my story. I'm saying it starts with once upon a time. Once upon a time, there was a unicorn. She lived in a magical forest. She was one of the last of her kind. No, this isn't the last unicorn. It's just the last unicorn in this forest. Not the movie, silly. Would you just let me tell the story? Okay. So this unicorn, who was the last in the forest, she was very lonely because she felt like there was nobody in the forest who quite got her. There were squirrels and deer and wolves and bears and all kinds of other forest creatures, birds, but there were no other unicorns. And she felt rather lonely being all by herself in the forest. So she ventured out to the edge of the forest and decided that she needed to go and try and find more unicorns so that she wouldn't be alone. So she left the forest behind, much to the dismay of all the creatures in the forest, and ventured off to try to find another unicorn. Within a day, she came upon a farm, and on that farm, she saw a great black horse from behind and thought, oh, it must be another unicorn. She went galloping across the field and jumped the fence and into the cage where the horse was and landed right next to him and noticed that he had no horn. She thought, well, this isn't a unicorn. The horse looked up at her and he said, well, what are you doing here and what is that on your head? You are a very funny looking horse. Well, yeah, they can talk to each other. They both speak like a horse language or something. I don't know. This is just a story. Shush. Just lay there and try to go to sleep. So the unicorn said, well, I am a unicorn, and that's why I have a horn. The horse was like, that's very odd. But you are very pretty. Would you like to stay at my farm? And this is a really stupid story. Unicorn stayed with the horse, and they learned to get along, even though he didn't have a horn. And she wasn't a horse, but she was horse-like. So they spent a lot of time together. gallivanting off, and she taught him how to jump the fence and brought him back to her forest. And they lived happily ever after in the forest, because she finally found someone who was not quite like her, but enough that he understood and loved her anyway. The end. Yes, I know it was a crappy story. You're the one that asked for a bedtime story. I don't know any bedtime stories. So there you go. The unicorn and the horse. It's like the last unicorn meets the black stallion. I don't know. I just thought of unicorns. No, I'm not the unicorn. No. You're the unicorn. You're the one who's special. I really should go to sleep. Okay. You first. How about a kiss? I'm just gonna curl up in these arms. Push my head against yours. And close my eyes. And you close your eyes too. Come on. It's time to go to sleep. Dream of banana pancakes and coffee. I love you. You're more awesome. And you're the best.